Okay, Jiram, what are you doing, man?
Actually, it's training going on some kind of outside, you know, in water.
Training?
Yes, some kind of warfare training or. And this week, happy.
The Wakandans are.
Yes, Wakandan rhinos and people. So busy. Yes.
So you were the Federal Reserve Chairman of Wakanda?
Yes. Actually, I am taking over some all kind of duties right now.
That's understandable. Do you have a spear?
No, I don't have a spear. You know, I cannot carry a spear. Basically, I am from, you know, from different country, so I don't have the spear. This is really outside my capability. Is not my capability. It's in financial world, and this kind of things is beyond my capabilities.
Yeah. Elon back. Was he saying? Were they saying Elon Musk?
What do you say?
What are they saying? Elon Musk?
No. I'm saying this is I am not a warfare type of guys, and this is not my zone. And I am in financial world, and kind of wrecked up their financial assets and trying to selling the vibranium. Do you want to buy vibranium?
I do. Yeah.
You can buy vibranium with your Zephyr or Kuji. I can sell some.
Can I use Rapist Baba token to buy it?
No, that one is not valuable. You know, if you send me the Rapist Baba token, these Wakandan guys going to send me in front of Wakandan rhinos naked.
They're going to run you through with the rhinoceros?
Yes.
They're going to put you against the wall and have it use its horn against your nuts or something?
Yes.
Yeah, the Wakandans can be brutal. I've seen that movie.
Yes, they are brutal. Yes. I'm coming back. I don't know. I'll be back.
Okay.
Steffi, I'm passing out.
Go to sleep, man. I'm forced to stay up, so it's like I'm doing my duty.
Mm. Hey, Sefi, I have a question for you. Like, you know, you see the 70,000, the Bitcoin is at the course, and do you believe it's still going to up like 100K or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, why? I think this is like 70, 75 maximum, and like full of leverage out there. You can see this coin is leverage after leverage, but you know, not real liquidity. Yeah,
there's a fair amount of shorts and longs there. It's pretty balanced. There's a lot of real cash coming in now, so the daily ETF in income for BTC is quite high this whole week. So there's not really any evidence of it going down much. But so I know, think the thing is, the bottom line is this: if it dips, there are going to be buyers. There's definitely buyers. That's been demonstrated.
Yesterday, you shared a video, like, you know, from the Chainlink founder, and he explained something like, you know, the real world valuable things into blockchain when it comes, like, you know, he explained like JP Morgan buying some Goldman Sachs stocks or something like that. But actually, he described the things like when this real world asset coming into the blockchain or using these private chains, that time the real liquidity coming into the blockchain, not the Bitcoin ETF or something like that. Do you believe these things, believe this theory?
I don't understand what theory.
He said that the RWA will bring the real liquidity into the blockchain, not the Bitcoin ETF or something.
He didn't say that. He just said that that's new net buyers. And if you have like real world assets, then you have another set of buyers that are going to participate in blockchain space.
Yes.
That's all he said.
Yeah.
But he didn't say that the ETF was bad or something like that.
No, ETF was bad, something like, no, I didn't say that. But, you know, do you believe this? The Chainlink can be a trillion dollar company in future?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. It's possible. Yeah.
I also believe, you know, I already told you, I am planning to sell every profit and convert it into Chainlink. Part of the rest
and just hold it forever.
Yes, because you know these guys have the long planning. You know, they are planning really big. I mean, they are not for this short bull run, and they are not doing anything for this bull run or pumping their tokens or something like that. They're not working for it. You know, they have something different plan. You can see they are not doing anything for the pumping their tokens.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's true. Like, I think that's the bullet. Like, yeah, they seem to be very careful what they say.
So if these things, I mean, the regulations happen and the regulators, like already Gary Gensler mentions the oracles and the blockchains, he preferred the oracles, and you can see some kind of favorable atmosphere for the blockchain oracles and the real world assets. So do you believe in 2026 and 2027, if Chainlink goes to the trillion dollar company, so how much the Chainlink value will be token?
If what happens?
It's like the regulators favor that RWA things, like the blockchain oracles. They favor the blockchain oracles and they bring some.
Yeah, well, first off, like the regulators don't have anything to do with that. So it's just a technology layer. If Swift and basically, like, the bottom line is there's a bunch of laws in place for the trading of stocks, and there's laws in place for the banking industry. There's KYC rules. There's rules about how much you can transfer without, you know, like clarifying who the money is going to and all this sort of stuff. So what Chainlink's trying to do is create some system that fits within all of those regulations. It's not an SEC problem. It's just more other regulators, financial crimes and this and that. So they have to create a system that covers all of those things.
FATF.
And then, like, if they get adoption by these major companies, then those companies are only going to get involved if this meets all of the rules and regulations. So what Chainlink people have been doing for the past few years, apparently, is they're working with the two major companies, the stock issuer at this, you know, the stock house, and then the Swift people. And they're trying to build something that works for all of that combined. And then, you know, once you do that, like real world asset stuff is more straightforward, because that the major liquidity comes from the banks and from that, right? And once you have those connected, then you can, like, and you have KYC information, then you can add things like titles of houses and deeds of homes and, you know, be able to use those as collateral and, you know, immediately get access to loans as a result of, you know, having these things tokenized and stuff like that. So it just speeds up everything you do at a bank today that requires paperwork. It would basically speed that up to where almost like a credit score today, you would easily have a score in the system and be able to, like, borrow money or whatever. That's the theory.
the thing is, all of this takes a whole lot of time. It's not really a regulatory problem. They're already following all the regulations. It just takes like years and years to implement all this shit. And then like, how useful is that for the token price? That just depends. Like, how much fees they generate for this token, how many more staking opportunities are created by all these different networks that are being produced. Because apparently there's going to be like these DAONs, these decentralized Oracle networks. There's going to be like thousands and thousands of them, just different companies, different banks, whatever. They have these things. And the financial security of those is going to be secured by LINK staking. So, you know, there's basically a fixed supply of LINK, and eventually like that's going to be impacted by that. Now, the fees in the network are not going to be priced in LINK, which makes perfect sense because you can't have the price of computing go to infinity. The price will be based in dollars, and because there's an Oracle network, LINK will convert back. Like, you'll pay for in gas how much you have to pay for with LINK tokens at whatever dollar value that that particular service costs, whereas Oracle networks or whatever it is. So these things are coming. And one of the examples of the implementation this last couple of weeks was this Cathie Wood's ARK Investing they have a Bitcoin ETF. And that Bitcoin ETF has like a proof of reserves by Chainlink incorporated into it so that you can check at any given minute how much Bitcoin that particular institution holds by going to the website, you know, on Chainlink something. I don't know, someone, you know, listed the website before, but I didn't care that much to look. But and then you can see, do they have the proper reserves? Yeah. And then you can do the same thing eventually with like centralized exchanges. Let's say Coinbase, for example, implements it. You'll be able to tell, like, wait a minute, does Coinbase actually have this Bitcoin that they claim that, you know, I'm trading here? Do they have all of their users' funds? So that's like a proof of reserves thing. So you need all of these things combined. You need like proof of reserves, you need oracles, you need like, you know, programmable things, you need smart contracts. So many pieces have to come together. KYC, privacy, layers, all of that has to be built in the same system. And if you look at blockchains today, public blockchains that don't have clear privacy systems, they've been working on the tech for that, like ZKs and all sorts of things. It's quite possible they can implement all of this and then it becomes a big thing. And then what does that do for the token price? That, I mean, is harder to tell exactly. It depends on how many value capture mechanisms they have. Some of the token price will go up just from like memes and just, you know, whatever, you know, pumpamentals. And then some of it will go up because it's just widely adopted as universal gas token and such. So can it run to market caps like Ethereum has and beyond? Yeah, it's quite possible. If it wasn't going to do so, like, it had plenty of time in the bear market to go to zero, right? Like, it's still worth like $10+ billion market cap at the moment. Like, during the bear market, it went down to about $5 per coin, and it could have gone down to 1 or 10 cents if it was going to be terrible, right? So somebody in the market clearly believes it's worth something. So even if it does nothing at all, we know these things can go up in value. Like, think about this. Like, it has a market cap, or it had a market cap very similar to Dogecoin, for example. Dogecoin doesn't do anything special except being a proof of work network. So Shiba Inu, like, what does it do? Nothing, right? So, you know, it can have like a value just on meme effect alone, even if it doesn't do any shit. But if you add utility to that, you have the speculative multiple and you have the utility multiple, which, you know, is a good combination long run.
So what is the best way to invest in the Chainlink team and the company? Like, they are going to launch some share or the Chainlink token?
No, the token itself is going to, they're going to add value capture mechanisms to the token, which is what they've been doing. Reasons to have it is basically gas token. The reasons to stake it are going to increase more and more. Right now, the staking pool is kind of limited, but so there's going to be more reasons to have the coin and this sort of thing. It's just owning the coin is the main thing as far as investing.
Like they launched some ETF and they shift their narrative into more into some real worlds, and ETF price and token price is related or correlated on some kind of detached from the token. These kind of things happen also.
Possibility. Yeah. So I don't know. It's I think the price of the coin, Chainlink is still priced good right now. Like I bought a lot more at like $20 here this last week. Like I raised my average a little bit and I got more. I think its pricing is still fine here. Like once it gets like past all-time high and stuff, am I going to be adding any more? Not really. I think it's fine to leave it alone.
What is the supply of Chainlink token?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. I mostly just follow the market caps anyway. Because the FDV, fully diluted valuation, is considerably higher than the market cap because Chainlink itself, the company, has quite a lot of tokens. So valuing the thing can be kind of difficult. But I think it's reasonable priced here. There's plenty of growth left to go in it here. And another way to look at it, man, is like, let's say we have a bull market and then, you know, we go back into a bear market. Where is going to be the new bear market price of Chainlink? I think it'll probably be higher than $20. You know, because we had a $5 to $10 consolidation for like 1.5 years. So therefore, it's not going to go back to that in a bear market next season. It'll go back to somewhere like, probably like, maybe it'll go to $30 to $50. But if I buy now, the odds that I'm going to be able to ride it up in a bull market and then, you know, I reach a newer, higher low on the bear market low, I think there's a pretty good chance of that. So if I were like to just forget about this thing and let it ride for 5 years, like it probably won't go back down to 20 again once it starts moving again, is my theory. We'll see if that happens the way I say it, but that's my thesis anyway. The chart action suggests that Link is essentially very, very, it's not extremely overpriced here compared to the rest of the shit in the market.
I think Chainlink is, in my realistic view, you know, I am not going to shilling these things. And I think this, my idea is, you know, this company is going to be some kind of $1 trillion project in 2020, between 2024 to 2030. Next 6 years, you can see some change.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably by next cycle, you can expect these kinds of numbers.
Yes, they can. They are going to overperform Ethereum. That's
really, because really the thing is, like, from what I saw, there's that Indian guy who is there, like one of their lead developers. I forget his name, but he does a talk on this, and he's like, the implementation of all these things, the experiments that they've been putting together with DTCC and Swift, they're not going to be in full. Like they're not going to have some assets running, I believe, until like 2 more years or something like that. So that'll be in the middle of like maybe in the middle of a new bear market or something. That's when the new stuff is going to be implemented. So yeah, it's going to take a little bit. And now it's 2024, so it'll be like 2026 by the time implementation. And then let's say bear market happens bull market in 2028. So yeah, I think like you have to have a time horizon if you're going to be a long-term holder of Chainlink of about 2030 probably to really get good price appreciation over time. So I think Chainlink is more of one of those things that you buy and hold maybe forever. It's like you hodl it like you hodl Bitcoin or you hodl, you know, ETH or something like that. You just leave it alone probably is the best policy. You'll probably do the best over the long run. Or like sell it at, you know, if it goes above like, I don't know, 140 and above, probably not a bad place to sell. Below that, it's probably like, it's going to be hard to judge whether to sell it. Because the problem is you don't know when the market tops out. You don't know exactly how high it's going to hit past all-time high and all of that business, right? So you have no. So trading it could be difficult if it's an asset you don't want to mess up too badly. So some people would argue in that kind of asset, the simplest thing to do is have a bag and then maybe like DCA into it monthly or something, right? Like just put an arbitrary amount monthly and then leave it alone for the next 5 years, you know, something like that. So we'll see. A lot of times, like DCAing into things is the correct thing to do, like instead of like worrying about this shit too much, especially if it's something with good long-term prospects.
So like, you know, the Wakandan peoples can convert their financial reserve into Chainlink. What do you say?
Yeah, the Wakandans probably could benefit from it. Yeah. Yeah, like, what's that guy's name? Black Panther?
Yes. He's dead.
Surely the Wakandans will benefit.
That was a joke, you know.
It is a damn good thing that, like, during the day, today I was able to actually sleep this time. The previous night I got like, or the previous, because I'm awake at night and sleeping during the day. Previous day I woke, I got 3 hours of sleep. It was terrible. Yesterday I was really struggling to stay awake.
The three hours of day, I also used to sleep in 3 hours of night, you know. So do you say, you know, some kind of feelings, like, you know, the bloody feelings on eyes and some, everything is feeling some kind of boring and your mind is totally not into something and your whole day is messed up because of less sleeps. And because of you, if you continue these things, some kind of music you can hear on your eyes, like, you know, and
you start having like hallucinations.
Yes. And pulsatile tinnitus or something like that. You can hear your own heartbeat from your ears.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a stethoscope to hear your heartbeat. You can hear your heartbeat by only if you sleep less and you can see these things. And I'm also dealing with some anxiety because of the less sleep. And right now I am taking sleeping pills and sleeping whole day and night. Today is the holiday.
Yeah.
So I just woke up.
That's probably not good.
Yes, but anxiety is some kind of, you know, underrated disease. Anxiety is some kind of underrated, you know. It is really,
yeah,
it's a terrible thing. And
yeah, I suppose so.
And these panic attacks are really, you know, some kind of panic attacks happen at night. I don't know why this happening. And you know, you feel terrified, you know, you don't know why, but you feel terrified and your heartbeat started to pump like 120 to 140. And you just don't even know why this is happening. And this is terrifying things, you know.
Yeah, you'll probably be fine. If it's just anxiety. It's funny, this little hospital computer has completely blocked out every possible crypto website. You can go to Forbes.com, but you can't go to regular sites like CoinGecko or whatever. My laptop started running down on batteries. It's funny.
You can search porn on that site.
But you can't search crypto.
Yes. That's the theory. You know, in government office you cannot search crypto. But if you if you write something about Ace and they are going to show you Sunny Leons, and if you are going to write something about D and they are going to Daniel videos, and you know, this whole government office search porn all the time, but you cannot search crypto or blockchain. It makes no sense.
So Indian government and officials enjoy porn.
Absolutely. You know, they all
they would throw a revolt. If they would have a revolt if the porn was turned off.
Yes, yes, yes. And then
you think they would have a real problem?
They use VPN to watch porn in their office, you know?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Some kind of things. This is a disgusting thing, you know? And these guys are that, you know, don't know how to operate computers, and they are really bad. I just teach him to how to turn off the computer and turn on the computer. And after 5 minutes, I came and I see they start searching nude women and something like that. First thing they do on the computers, they search nude women, you know?
Like all day, huh?
Yes. No, they didn't know how to turn on your computer. Like, you know, the old guy, 56-year-old guy. I just teach him how to turn on the computer, okay? And I teach him how to operate the internet. And after 10 minutes, and I came here, and I see he's watching porn. He searched nude women. First thing he did in computer, searching nude women.
That was his Google search, was nude women?
Yes, yes, yes. That was his Google search, nude women. First.
Okay. Interesting. So it's like, is there like a big like Indian porn industry now or no?
Dude, if like, you know, you can check the porn sites, like 99% porns are from India and with the Bangladesh and Pakistan's, this kind of countries. You can check this. You can check this. There's all these porns, and now it's coming from these third world countries like Indonesia, Philippines, other places. And it is a real, and you can, they are not monsters, like they are real women, real lives. They are having some real lives, and they don't even know their life put into some porn industry. And they, you know, they don't, it's a terrifying thing, you know, these local people's private video
is going to drop soon, right?
What happened?
I'm saying birth rates are going to drop soon in India.
They already have, apparently. People watching porn instead of having babies.
Actually, this porn industry is, you know, these people are not like literally uneducated people is like, you can, the number is like 200 million or 300 million people are uneducated, you know. So they are having phone in their hands, and they are watching every day some kind of people's private videos, sex on online, and they can see these things. This is why, you know, the rape is increasing.
Yeah.
When you put some digital like phone, and when you giving them the phone and the internet, free internet, what they are going to do with that? Like the rickshaw driver or auto driver, what they are going to do with that things? They are definitely going to search some kind of entertaining videos or something like that. And they are, when they search these things, and they can see their neighbor women or neighbors 19 year girls on the internet. And her nude videos, like, is going viral.
But who like, they're just recording random people like having normal sex and then like sticking on the internet?
It's you can see the Facebook and other things. It's for the money, you know. It's for the money.
Who's getting paid? Like, what do you mean?
Do you know the Indian have like other website like Tango, Josh, and other social platforms Indian has, and these platforms like Chingari, Solana, blockchain, and what they do, they just do this, their new dancings and other like OnlyFans stuffs, and they give you the contact address, and they will share their nude videos in which like exchange of 500 rupees, like, you know, 500 rupees means 10 bucks maximum, like 5 bucks, yeah. 10 bucks. And what they are, what is happening, and these videos are going directly into internets and directly into some porn websites, and everybody can watch these things. And this is how this whole, like, the new generation, it's trapping into some kind of porn or sex industries or sex traffickers or blackmail bullshits. This is happening, and in Muslim countries, you can you can see the number are really big, and the Muslim cultures are also different, and they will throw stone on their women and beat them to the death. Like in India, this culture is not popular.
Yeah, a lot of the Muslim countries,
yes,
the men are absolutely hypocrites, pretty much.
Yes, they
watch they like a bunch of porn and stuff, but then they'll cover the women in head clothes and different things and like all that shit, but then like they will, like, you know, they'll be watching porn and stuff and whatever.
Yes, if they find out their neighbor woman have the porns or something like that, they will beat that woman into death in like in Bangladesh or Pakistan. Yeah. This is a common thing, but I'm not promoting
this. It's just like it's like an extreme form of like virtue signaling, but in the background they're watching porn and shit, like, so it's like hypocritic but like extreme virtue signaling in all, like a lot of these Muslim countries are like that.
Yes, and the government believes
what's his name, remember, like Osama bin Laden, like, you know, they finally find him, and you remember he's the one that was like, "Oh, America's the great Satan," and this, and this, and like they're whatever, and then like they find him, and he's like just got a big porn collection, that they find when he, like, they capture him or whatever or shoot him.
Yes, and seriously, brother, if government thinks this porn industry is not a threat and blockchain and crypto is a threat, that's a hypocrisy of the government. And the Indian government is really sucks on this, because if they believe that if some guys or engineer can earn money with some blockchains, but the porn is a better way to earning people, that means this government is really sucks at the people's, you know, at innovations and other things.
You know, it's funny. I'm on Forbes.com, and I just sorted the 7-day percentage increase in terms of like what coins went up the most, just for fun, because I have nothing better to do. The highest 7-day growth of a coin was Dog in the Pool Dip. I guess that's something like dog with hat. The Phoenix Finance Kronos coin, up 6,000,000%. Taylor Swift's cat, Benji, Benji, it was up like 7 days, 31,000%. And then like Bamboo Coin, Bimbo, BMBO, up 10,000%. Funny stuff, man. There's Doge Eat Doge, Om Nom, which is like up 5,000%. Oh, this is one that someone told me about today. Solama. Instead of Solana, it's Solama, S-O-L-A-M-A, and it's up 4,600%. Just stupid shit. Lucky Inu, Magic Internet Cash. Pep Elon. Yeah, all of the random small coins that are like, just crazy meme coins are up more than anything. It's very funny. Bingus the Cat. Pepe Soul. I guess it's Solana Pepe or something. Keyboard Cat. It's Key Cat.
It is a right time to sell the all your, you know, the meme coin things. Like, you know, it's 10 or 15 days maximum it is going to off, and you need to cash out right now.
Well, I don't know about that. Like, alt season hasn't really started yet. Not really. They just began. So, like, I bought Doge yesterday, and I think I'm going to ride it till,
you know,
probably, like,
you know, you can see.
I'll ride it till at least a 10x.
The meme narratives is working on the blockchain. You can see the everybody is buying now memes. Last month, you can see the AI tokens. And on December and November, you can see the Cosmos tokens pump so hard. And so right now it's a meme time. So you can see these meme coins are going to pump, and you need to cash out right now. It's already like 15 or 20 days. You have to cash out next 10 days because it will not last long.
Well, not necessarily. It's going to go in bursts. So, like, it usually will have like 5 to 7 runs in a bull market. We've had our like first run of everything, and you can definitely have, and AI coins, of course, have been running already longer. But you can definitely have a lot of these things run a lot more than you think. Like, they'll go up for a while, then they'll cool down, and then they'll pull back a lot, and then they'll run again. And so I think it's too soon to just sell out everything, probably, is my guess. But, it's probably simpler to just buy and hold these things for a while. Unless you make so much money you don't care, like, just sell it, fine.
Yeah, I don't know about these meme coins. You know, it's like everyone's saying, "Ah, they run so much," and you know, it's like it's crypto, man, right? Maybe the big ones, maybe some of them are not going to do, you know, not going to run so much. But if this draws in retail money, why not? You know, why not pump them? Why not keep pumping them and bleed them out later on slowly? You know.
It's not a question of why not pump them. I mean, it's retail coming in and doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so
it's the people that are pumping
it. So why someone wants to dump on it as long as there are inflows, right? As long as people are buying that shit.
Yeah. It's too early to mess with, like, in the altcoin cycle, it's just way too early to sell out things. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, odds are that you should probably hold it for a few more runs over the coming year.
I mean, they're basically just dollar cost averaging out, and they basically at the early stages, they start slowly, and later on they start, I mean, the whales, right?
It's very reasonable if you get a 10x or something to sell your initial investment, though, in the meme coins. And then you can go and like find other meme coins that show up later, right? Like, as each one of these runs happen, you know, you might find some other bullshit you can play with.
But it's the same story on the other way, right? You just dynamically try to get out of your position. So you
do you hear about the Tally's marketplace on Terra?
Vidali?
Tally's on Terra. Tally's protocol.
Why are you buying that coin?
I just bought that coin, you know, the 40,000 or something like that. You know, the marketplace is good, Tally's NFTs or something like that.
Yeah. NFTs are something that will typically run kind of like later in the cycle. Like, a lot of retail folks come, people are very, very rich with their crypto bags and they want to spend their money on some random shit. And at that point, like, NFTs, you know, if you're worth millions of dollars, all of a sudden these NFTs look like they're, you know, cheap or whatever. And so that's like the farthest end of the risk curve, and people start playing around on NFTs. And is that going to translate to a benefit to the NFT marketplace token? That's a big maybe. I'm not sure.
So
you don't know.
So you do you know these guys? know, you are a long time on Terra. Do you know this Chalice team or something like that?
Yeah, I've spoken to him a long time ago. It's been a while.
Yeah, so they are not, so they are a good team, right? You know, I invested a lot in Chalice token because it dumps, and I invested like over 10k on their token.
Really?
Yes. What?
That's a lot for a, that's a lot for a like an NFT marketplace coin.
Yeah.
But okay, all right. How are you doing with it now? Are you in the green?
No, I'm not in the green. I am down like 50%.
What?
Yes.
You're down 50% in a bull market?
Yes.
Oh, it dropped like 30% like just in the last.
You know, they messed up a few things with the launching their tokens, and they started with some kind of, the, you know, when there's such a seed sale and some buyers like injective whales buy these tokens and pump their bags and then dump this shit into back to the avoid.
You're killing me, man.
Yes.
No, these type of like small, what they call like dApp tokens or decentralized application coins, the ones that go to these little DEXs and marketplaces and whatever, you got to be super careful with these because
I hate
most of these platforms just simply don't need a token.
I hate injective whales. You know, I hate injective whales, and these whales are, you know, that they did not hold this token for 2 months. You know,
you were you here last cycle when there were like a lot of these coins?
Yes.
Like, did you buy a lot of these last cycle?
No, I did not buy these like last cycle. I am not aware of this. You know, I also believe in whales are some kind of good people or something like that. You know, so who knows, these whales are going to dump in like 1 month. You know, so I bought high and fucked up, and like 10k downed into some 1k.
Oh, Jesus. no, these, like, I don't know, these various little like ecosystem tokens are, man, they're tough because like they will launch them too expensive to begin with, market caps that are too high, and you'll buy it, and then it'll like, well, first off, it'll pump instantly after they get released to ridiculous levels, and that happens because there's not much liquidity in most of these launches. So unless you have like a liquidity launch drop of some kind, or a liquidity lock drop where there's some kind of fair launch of some kind, it's very difficult to buy these tokens in a way that is like somehow profitable to you long term as an investor. So I don't know, like I haven't bought any of those type of tokens this season at all. Like it's just too difficult to manage them. Like the process of just buying them is frustrating. It's okay if like you're a seed investor, like they give you an early seed or something maybe, and you get it super cheap and somebody else pumps your bags, probably okay. But even then, it's questionable. So I haven't even done that. No, I haven't even done any seed investing.
It's dumped back to seed price right now. And you guys can buy this token if you want, because, you know, this marketplace is really good. And they are launching and they are collecting fees and they are going to share the...
Yeah, the marketplace has always been good, even like, you know, with Terra and everything, it's fine. I just don't know that it needs a token. That's the problem.
It's like fee sharing, even revenue sharing model, and they're going to share the revenue with the token staker or something like that. So they earn revenue, some big revenues. So if you buy it at this point, that can be the good entry point for you guys, because, you know, I already messed up my 90% portfolio.
You're saying because it's already dumped, it's a good level.
Yes.
What's the market cap now?
It's like 1 million right now. 1 million market cap.
Let's see here. Let me pull up CoinGecko here a bit, on my phone. Talus. Where is the decks for this. Is that an injective?
Yes, injective. And they are really good. Marketplace is not that bad. You know, they're launching every week two or three new projects, and Marketplace is good.
Fully diluted valuation, 21 million, but its trading volume is only 8,000.
Yes.
So it's got a long ways to go down, I think.
91. I already told you my 10K down into 1K. So you can imagine
how your 1K is going to go to $100 probably. The thing is, like, their FDV is pretty high. I'm not sure exactly what their market cap is, but these tokens, like, what are they used for? Are they used to, like, reward the NFT?
No.
Do you buy the NFTs using this token, or what do you use it for?
It is for, like, you know, the whole marketplace, the Talis marketplace. You can see this injective, and they are earning revenue, like the buy, sale, mint, and everything. They're collecting fees, and these fees are going to send to the staker, like whoever stake this Talis token, and they will give X Talis, and the staking volume, which is the staking percentage, will be high from this market, collecting from the fee.
Got it. Yeah, I get it. This thing showed up, like, see, this is what I mean by shitty launches. Like, it launched with a 50 cent price, and now it's at 2 cents. And this is the problem with, like, launchpad tokens and DEX tokens and marketplace tokens. These ecosystem tokens are just fucking annoying as far as, like making any money off of them of any kind. So they're just not like decent, realistic investments. This is the problem. And then, you know what the funny thing is? If even the price action is kind of not that great during a bull market, like, the price action during bear markets for these things is absolutely abysmal. During bear market, the NFT marketplace has had really, really shitty engagement. Like, even Stargaze and some of these other ones. You didn't, like, really, the amount of volume on NFTs went down so dramatically on every marketplace, OpenSea and everywhere during bear markets. So I think it frustrated NFT people big time. They thought they were in, like, this new world of, oh, digital art and whatever. And turns out that people just want a number to go up. And
that's not the problem. Is there anything like trading cards, right? I mean, if the market's not like hot, it's not the seasons, if you're off season, there's just no one showing up, right? Like, try sell some Christmas presents in the summer, right? It doesn't work.
Like selling Christmas ornaments in the summer.
Let me tell you, like, you know, if you buy like $1,000 of token, this Talis token, all you have to do is take this token on their Talis marketplace, and you can see they earn like 11,000 injective. That's mean close to 500K they are going to distribute in rewards. And the market cap right now is 1 million. So you definitely, you are going to get some 50% in staking rewards. You know, the marketplace is working really good. So the fees is collecting. So this is how you can earn this, you know, recover this revenue from this token investment value. So this price is really good. And I messed up. I buy this token. It's like, you know, 0.02. And it's right now it's 0.02.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if I was going to buy any kind of like Cosmos related NFT token, it would have been like Stars.
Yeah,
like Stargaze.
I also bought Stargaze. Stargaze is like, no, I am 3x off in Stargaze tokens. And Stargaze, I bought like 10,000 Stargaze and like 0.01 or something like that.
Yeah. So Stargaze was a good setup. It had kind of like had a nice pullback. It's like the teams are good, the projects there are good. Talis is okay. It was like, it was one of the projects that survived on Terra, and I think they decided to go like more multi-chain. I still have some NFTs on from Talis. I don't remember which ones, but they're just sitting in my Terra wallet or something.
No. Fucking thing is, you know, the injective whales in these ecosystems, these whales are terrifying. You know, they just dump this token like just 1 month. And it's insane, you know?
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's everyone does this. And the reason it happens is it's not the whales that are the problem. The problem is that everyone jumps in when the excitement is there, when a new launch happens, and it causes the token price to pump to crazy levels. Or they release the coin at too high of a price to begin with, and like it just doesn't make any sense in terms of initial market cap. It's like an initial coin offering. It's like a stock offering that they price the stock too high, right? So this happens. There's so many different reasons why they fuck this up. And the other problem is you need to have like a liquidity pool. You need to pay a market maker or somebody, or you have to put in an AMM. And probably the best way to do these is like a lock drop where they have you put a certain amount of money in and you get a certain amount of coin, and some fraction of that coin is used to like supply the liquidity pool for that particular thing. There's ways to do this where it's like fair. And usually it's like where the price starts at a certain amount and then the price starts dropping. And then depending on how low the price is, you can bid whatever price you want. So Astroport did this. There's a few other chains that have done, a few other projects that have done this lock drop idea, but there's way to fair launch a token. And if like at this stage, if I see a dApp token or something and it's not being fair launched, I'm not going to have anything to do with it because like, there's just too many ways to lose money on those trades. I've been in the same boat as you, man. Like I'll buy some token of some project and like it drops like 75% or more and you're like, shit, whoops, you know? And yeah, it's like almost all of those, man, like you don't want to get them on the first day they come out. You have to wait like 6 months, let things calm down and then buy it. When you FOMO into those dApp tokens, you get screwed pretty much. Yeah. But you've learned your lesson, so you know.
Yes, it's kind of like 4 months already. And so, yeah, it's like, you know, the already is everything is gone. Like, you know, the whale fucked up and already raped these ecosystems, Talis ecosystems token. And they are gone, absolutely. And left me with some $1,000 right now. They take my 9,000.
See, the problem is like when you lose a lot of money at the beginning of a bull market, it really hurts because that was money you could have put into something really straightforward that was going to go.
I can put that money on Phantom, you know, bro. At Phantom is 0.08. You can see, it's like 3x. I missed 3x, you know. I sold my Phantom token, FTM token. And put that thing on.
Yeah.
And this is really crazy.
Oh, you sold one that was already down that now is up, and then the one you bought went down even more. you're the classic like retail investor who just fucks up bad. Yes. But don't worry, a lot of people have had this happen. It's not just you.
Yeah, last 1 week, Phantom pump water to 100%. You can see, like, you know, if I hold that money on Phantom right now, it will be like $30,000 value. And I am having 1,000 Dallas token. 1,000.
It's like a reverse exponential fuck up.
Yes.
It's like mathematically just absolutely the worst she could possibly do. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Your Talis token will go to like $100, so don't worry.
That's not going to happen. $100. $1 will be recover my loss.
It's like it needs to drop 99% more, and then it will be like settled.
It's my pitch.
No, the problem I have with dApp tokens is, like at least Stargaze is its own blockchain. So it's a little bit different. But the problem with dApp tokens is like people just don't go that far into the internet to buy those tokens. Like, you know, the theory is it only takes a few buyers to move the price a lot, but the liquidity is usually low. And so, you know, there's like, I don't know, it only takes a couple of sellers. And then if the team sells, then you're fucked basically. Because now you have like even more selling pressure. So here you are thinking, hey, I'm going to be a long-term investor and I'm going to wait a year or I'm going to wait 2 years and it'll be fine. But by that point, the teams are dumping their tokens. So you're not exactly fine. So it just like, I don't know. You got to like make sure that the market caps you're getting into these is very, very small. And that's why like it's much more trustworthy to buy coins that come out during the bear market. And they come out like with fair launched launch pricing. And if you've never bought these type of ICO coins before, man, it's like the lesson you just learned is a lesson you like. People talk about this stuff all the time, but you don't realize, you think it's like a normal investment or whatever, and oh, it'll go up, but not necessarily. These things can be priced really, really badly. Like,
yes, I'm trying to do something like, you know, I am calling this Binance customer service and telling them to launch Tadis token, start listing the Tadis token.
I'm going to bump your bags. You're going to bump your Talis token back.
They block my account for 2 days.
You've been spamming Binance to do Talis token. That's so funny, man. You're killing me. Ah, that's so funny. No, this is all like you're doing all the newbie moves, pretty much. It's just very it's crazy.
Crash happened, you know, I'm new into some kind of crypto that time, and I go into Binance customer service and I am telling them, you are scammer, you take my money or something like that. And they like, you know, no, it's like blockchain or something like that. I don't understand anything. So I am going to fight every day, and I put some FIR on Binance, you know, in my local jurisdiction.
You're gonna fight with Binance?
Yes, I'm fighting with Binance. I don't even know what it is.
Like, CZ, where did my money go? What did you do with my Talis money?
No, I like.
You gotta list this shit. You gotta pump my bags.
Like Terra crash happened. I thought that this is a Binance fault. You know, because Binance, the flash crash things. Binance takes my money all the time. Whenever the flash crash happened, they take my money. So I thought this crash is also because of Binance did that thing.
That's super funny, man. Yeah, I mean, like, that's why this season, like, the lowest level things I'm buying is pretty much something that's like a layer one chain. Like, so I have, you know, the idea is like, I want something only that has a chain. Or, and that's it. Like, I don't want like tokens on chains and all that shit. Because if like the bottom line is at least a blockchain, like let's say it, you know, pumps a little bit, maybe it doesn't do as well as expected. And then maybe it's like, you know, hanging out in the bear market. It's just less likely to go to zero. And it's more likely to that you can kind of like recover that in a future market, next bull market or something, right? Whereas if it's like dApp tokens or something, people don't even like think about that shit at all. So it's hard to buy it. And those coins, by the way, like dApps and stuff, you definitely have to like, whatever you buy very little amounts of it. Like buy $10, not 10,000. And then like, if it goes down 10% from your initial, maybe get $20, and it goes down more, get like $40, and just doing that all the way to the bottom. By dividing up the price from zero to the price you bought it at all the way to the bottom. And then you could kind of enter into it that way. And arguably, you shouldn't even start entering until it's already dropped like 80% from the initial. And then you can start getting into it, right? And then you scale in from there. But you can't just take a large sum of money and just like throw it at one of these like fresh coins. It's very, very easy to like get stuck in those. So it happens to everybody.
I'm planning to buy also 2,000 USD next month once again on Tadis token. You know, I have to take some profit out of it. So I have to put something like 2,000 USD right now, you know, next 15 days or 20 days. I will watch that thing and I will put again some kind of 90% down right now. So I have to recover something, you know. So what do you think? It's a good idea or bad idea?
You want to take the thing you're 90% down on and figure out how to make money off that?
Yes, like the Luna Classic thing. Remember that thing, Luna Classic? I invested in Luna Classic and been down. And these down things up like 1,000x that time. Like, you know, I lost in Terra over some kind of over 10k or 20k. But when it was
like something simple where you want to have like a simple chance of maybe like a 10x.
Yes. But
I don't know.
At the lowest down point, I invested 1k Luna Classic and that thing pumped 20%. I mean, 20%, 20x. So that 1K converted into $20,000.
It's difficult to find things that are going to 20X that easily. I'd say, like, of the coins I have now, I'm expecting, like, maybe, like, a 10X on Kuji. I'm expecting maybe a 20X on Zephyr. But it's going to take time. It's not going to be fast. And, you know, so like those are kind of my the ones I'm looking for some of the highest returns, but they're like, you know, they don't look like they're going to go to zero that easily, right? Those kinds of things.
Yes. But, you know, these kind of things up to, at the lowest point, when you are going to buy these things, then you can see some huge profit at lowest point because last time, you know, that exactly I just want to mention, I bought Terra like $2,000$1. I bought $0.1 $1,000 or $1,500. And $0.01 I again bought $1,000 or $2,000.
But see, the thing is now everything's already pumped. Like,
yes,
you know, 10x and stuff already. So you've lost the first round already. It's too late. So you're ready for the second round.
Yes, this is the thing. You know, your 1,000 can turns into 20,000. I already make these things in Luna Classic, 1,000 into 20,000. And I lost like over 25,000 or 30,000 in Terra. So it will recover my loss in VR market. So, you know, so do you think this is the right time to, how much it could fall? Like, you know, if you check this Talis token, and so what do you think, how much it can
fall quite a lot, because like who's going to be buying this thing exactly? Like I don't even know, like who's going to be going to this thing and getting it? I don't know, I have no idea, but like it still looks like it's valued high to me for this type of thing. Look at the volume. I mean, it's like just a few thousand dollars, so you're like there's nobody going to show up and suddenly buy this. By the way, I've got to go do some work. Let me drop off for a bit. I actually have to do some work this morning. So I'll catch you later.
Okay.
All right, bye. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic.
it's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of denolate stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Spaces.